Hey guys, welcome back to Royal Cast. It's been a minute since we've been on the podcast. I believe it was October 6th, the last episode for a crime episode that we had. But it's been a while, and literally there has been a lot of shit going on in the world. So yeah, this is just the beginning of the year. So we're going to talk about a lot of the different things that's going on in different episodes of the podcast. Things are still kind of the same. A lot of us, well, most of the people that I do the podcast with, are also doing their own thing, but they will be also part of the podcast episodes. They'll still come, and probably new people will come, because I am planning to get my friends into it, because I love to have the conversations with all my friends and just see their point of view in different situations, issues, that's shit that's happening. So we're gonna have that. But right now I do want to talk about one thing, and it's job hunting. And that's because, one, I am doing job huntings recently because I did leave one of my jobs. But job huntings, I do have a lot of say in this, and it's just like, I don't know, it's just me and my thoughts. So one thing I have noticed so far is basically with jobs, certain jobs, not all jobs, excluding like jobs from like lawyers, doctors, engineers, stuff, well, kind of, sort of, like jobs like doctors and lawyers that do need to have, you know, a lot of like college experience and stuff. But if I'm being quite honest, other jobs that, like, job applications and job like postings that said you need an associate's degree to be a receptionist, which I really didn't know to be a receptionist you need an associate's degree, because it's a fucking straightforward shit. Answering phone calls, faxing, scanning, scheduling. Things that you would do as a trainee. Don't know why. I've seen a couple of them, and some of my friends did really said associate's degree for a front desk or receptionist. And it's like something that is so fucking straightforward. Do you need an associate's degree for? And at this point in age, literally everything that, like, requires an associate degree or a bachelor degree that does not, like, involve in the lawyer or the doctor or, like, scientist or something involving in those higher up, like, classes and careers, you really can learn literally online. Literally, you can learn any fucking shit online. There's, like, apps that you could do courses that is, like, less than $25 a month that you can learn it in within 3-4 weeks. And on top of that, yeah, you do those courses, and I know some people be like, oh, yeah, but you still need, like, the knowledge and the college of that shit. When you start working in it, you get trained. And some people do not like school. Some people cannot learn in a physical environment with other people. There's like people that literally would actually learn better by doing it and being trained than actually being in a fucking classroom with 20 other fucking students and the teacher not giving a shit and just giving notes and then exams. Like, with me, I'm like that. I don't like physical class. I, like, get bored, probably because of my ADHD. But I get bored so fast if I'm not interested. And if there's multiple kids around, I'm not focusing. I really am not focusing. Unless I'm physically doing the thing. Let's say if I'm, like, how do you say it? Like, if I'm, like, in a class, let's say I'm a receptionist. Apparently, you need an associate's degree for that. If I'm not doing it, I'm not gonna learn it. But if I'm physically doing the work, like, doing the scanning, the callings, and everything, I learn faster that way than actually looking through a motherfucking book or handle. that tells me what my fucking job is. And that's a lot of people. So basic learnings for like basic jobs, I don't know, but some job listings need to fix that, because I don't think we need associate or bachelor's degrees unless you're becoming a fucking top OR surgeon. I don't know what to tell you. But if you do want to go to, you know, doctor and everything, you do have to go to college, because you're trying to save lives, you're not trying to kill anyone, you know. It's best for you to do that. There's also courses for like nursing, like basic nursing things, or like I think a medical assistant's the one that I did online that you can actually do, because mostly medical assistants are just basically like receptionists in a way, but it's like more in depth. You have to check the insurances to see if it's, you know, with the doctors and all that. Mostly you work more with the insurances in a way, but also face to face with like your patients and knowing like their statuses and their blood work and stuff like that. So yeah, I did that, and I kind of learned more than actually going to the school. I learned deep dive into it. Like, if you medical assistants, I believe you really don't need a fucking degree for it, because it's like a receptionist and you learn everything. You really don't touch anything like that important, like, well, not important, but you don't do like the doctor aspect of it. You just bring in the faxes, scanning them, making sure it's important, calling, confirming, scheduling, doing stuff like that. I don't think you need that much unless, well, the insurance policy part, you do need to learn deeply into it, because it's kind of easy, like, it's complicated once you start it, but once you get used to it, it's really easy to do, and sometimes it does get frustrating with these insurances, but it's easy once you do it every single fucking day, you know. It takes a while. That's another thing. A lot of these jobs hunting, when I do, like, when I did interviews, it's, the interview questions are a little bit sus. Like, I don't know if every job site, or I just don't get it. I don't understand it. They keep asking if you, what would you, where will you be when in 5 years? That question always irks me. One, because what the fuck am I gonna know 5 years? Because I could just say I'm doing this, that, and the third, and you know, everything gets fucked over, and I don't know. It doesn't work out. Just like we didn't expect COVID to hit, and we had plans. Everyone had plans to do certain things in their life. And guess what? COVID hit and it fucked everyone's fucking shit up. So that question, I really don't like it. And I hate when jobs do that. Why do you need, like, I get you want loyal ass cut, like, employees and stuff like that. But that question makes no fucking sense for a job interview. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Bitch, I don't know. I'll probably be somewhere not in New York or some shit. I don't know. Like, I don't know my future to tell you where the fuck I'm gonna be in 5 to 10 years. Hopefully somewhere safe and, you know, stable. But that's one thing I don't understand. Another thing is the loyalty part. A lot of jobs want to have loyal employees, which is understandable because it is a business. It is, you know, a professional setting to have loyal employees that are professionals. But my thing is, bosses, managers, CEOs, not all of them, but some, tend to forget your employees are the ones that make your company. Yeah, you set the rules. Yes, you do this. But each employee has a specialty in your company. If you mistreat these people, of course they're not going to be loyal, because you're not loyal to them. And this is what a lot of jobs get fucked up. They expect the employee to just sit there and take it because that's their job and you're the boss. It doesn't work like that. It really doesn't. The employees make your company. Without the employees, you would be nothing. And that's what a lot of fucking companies don't understand. I saw this video of this guy was just doing like basically the basic interviews of, you know, interviewee and future employee. And a lot of things that I don't understand also that he did mention that I'm like, oh yeah, that's right. If you're telling me that I have to memorize a whole fucking codes or a handle of rules, but you can't memorize where you saw my resume, that's an issue. Because what was the point of me giving you my resume if you can't even memorize my fucking shit? What was the point? And I hate when they do this shit. Oh, bring your resume. When they have the resume, because when you apply, you send your resume. Normal shit. They have to see your resume in order for them to be like, yes, no, yes, no. But why can't you memorize my shit? I get it. There's a bunch of motherfucking shit you have to go through. But as a boss or a manager, and you want me to learn a whole handbook, I think you can handle reading and memorizing my resume. Because it was a funny video that he was like looking at the, he was asking questions. It's like, okay, so what's your, like, past job experience? And he dead ass said was, oh, didn't you see my resume? Like, I send you my resume. He's like, yeah, but I wanted to know, but why would you want me to know if you already have my resume and you read it? So you should know my basic background check of employment. I was dying because it is fucking true. Like, you have my fucking resume in your face. You read it. Why are you asking me shit of what I done when I know what I done? Makes no fucking sense. But yeah, that's the job shit. Another thing is, why do I have to see 4 to 5 different people for you to figure out if I'm in or not? Literally, I had jobs where they're the nicest people. I'm not gonna hold you. Nicest fucking people ever. Nicest people. But why do I have to see Susan one time, Laura the other day, and then a final one, Chris? And it's like, why, Sway? And the funny shit is, they ask the same motherfucking questions. The same motherfucking questions. Why? It just makes no sense to me. Why do I have to see 3 people to ask me the same fucking questions and then you don't call me? And that's another thing. Jobs want to be professional. I get it. But you're not professional if you're not calling the employee. I get it if you didn't pick me, whatever. That's your deal, whatever. You know, I wasn't fit for the job. But at least call the person who applied. Just don't leave them hanging and waiting. Because these people who apply to the jobs and do interviews, they're waiting for a fucking reply, even if it's no or yes. Don't leave them hanging. That's the one thing, like, it just makes no sense. Me as in it, like, if I was a CEO, I would dead ass call, be like, if I didn't choose you, I apologize. This, that, and third, we move forward with different candidates. Bam. There you go. Professional communication, straightforward, as a CEO or a business, whatever. It seems you are respectful of the person's time. People who don't call back to give you a yes or no, it's like, oh, fuck you. Thanks for the interview. We didn't like you. That's how it looks to me. And that's how a lot of business, and especially like businesses that loses a lot of employees, it's like, huh, why did your employees leave then? It must be a toxic environment. Like, it just makes no sense. And if you ask those questions, they get offended. But yeah, back to, like I said, it's just a lot of things that the job world aspect needs to be fixed in a way, especially with the interviewing, the questions. Like, answer questions that are liable to the job position. And with this pay rate, I think it needs a raise, and everything needs to go down, to be honest, because at this point, We all just living off scraps. Literally. If you're not living off like 70k a fucking year or 80k a year, which a lot of people are. And I don't even think. Let me scratch that. I don't think a lot of people with 100k is living their means, because all the taxes shit, that's a whole other story. But with basic New York shit, everything is fucking expensive. Like, it's a fucking arm and a leg to buy just three things. And it's just mind-blowing how everything just fucking changes in this pay rate shit. I had a fucking interview on a dentist's office, and that shit, they told me, was $12 an hour. And I'm like, I can't even go in a corner for that shit. Literally. Now, if it was back in the day, you know how much shit I would have gotten for like a dollar? Like a juice, some chips, something sweet, a candy, and probably another fucking piece of candy. Now a dollar, that shit don't even get you to the fucking corner. So, in my hand, $12 an hour in a dentist's office from 8 to 4, Monday through Friday. $12 an hour. That shit ain't gonna give me shit, especially with this fucking rent and shit that's going high. It just makes no fucking sense. Pay rate, school, everything just don't make no sense to me nowadays. But yeah, the job hunting is continuing. We're gonna go along with these fucking stupid ass questions that they have for me. And these people who cannot memorize my fucking resume, which is a fucking two-page shit, like. And I make it I had like a class to do like resumes and shit. And I made it to like the most simplest. To T down simplest thing. So they won't have to like read too much and shit. Just go straight to what I know, what I learned, what I did. That's about it. And you still cannot memorize it. You just can't memorize it. And also, there have been a lot of fucking job hunting scams. Which, what do you get out of it? Like, literally, I was sus for one that told me it was like a customer service type of thing. And I go on the address, and it shows me a dental office, and then it shows me a disco club. And I was highly confused, because it says I was scheduling appointments and shit, which I thought it was like the dental office. But it said a different room on a different floor. So that's why I was like, sus. And yeah, apparently it was a scam. So, because I did search. It's good for you to, if you're going to like in-person interviews, I highly, highly, highly fucking recommend you literally just go ahead and search the shit out of the number that they called you from, their emails, their fucking business name. Search that bitch to the motherfucking T. Because you don't know these days. Every job posting that I have seen, not all of them, but you know, some of them I've seen are mostly fake ones, which I don't understand why there will be fake ones, especially Indeed. Indeed has been getting a lot of fake ones lately. I don't know why. This is why I like to search my shit, because at this point, I either get kidnapped and taken to somewhere. I don't know. This is why I research it. And I always share my location, because at this point, it's just, I ain't trying to get kidnapped. This is New York. Remember, it's Gotham fucking city. And okay, also, we have new crime cases coming up soon. I'm planning to record it and, you know, do the scripts and all that, so we can get it started. I'm not sure when the first one will be posted, because it does take time, because I do love to do my research, deep dive research into these cases to get it like out there at most. And I do love doing those cases to get it out there, you know, to have some ears. And some cases are not well known around the world, so it is best for just to get it out there. And we have a couple of them, and I am doing the scripts, so those will be soon starting to be recorded, so you can catch those very soon. It still will be on Fridays. Always will be on Fridays. Also, another update in my life. You guys already heard job hunting and the cases. Another fucking update. I don't say a lot of things about my private life. And, well, mostly my fucking life is already on YouTube, full screen, everything. But, my private life, I don't say too much. But your girl went on a fucking date. And that's how I'm gonna leave it right there. Because that shit was, your girl started fucking therapy again. That was just the whole journey right there. Just doing that was a whole journey. I actually feel way better doing this new therapy session. Because I did have another therapist. He was the bomb, but he left the clinic that I was with them. But, the new therapist I have, amazing. We always on the phone talking. And I started journaling again, so 2024, journal girl. I started journaling, doing the basic things, because I did get diagnosed with ADHD and dissociation. Those are the two things that I'm trying to deal with, and also, you know, with trauma from the past and, you know, stuff like that. I did learn recently that I didn't know until I spoke to my therapist. When it's like loud and crowded places or there's too much people, it's not like claustrophobic, but it's more like overstimulation of all of that all together gets me in like an anxious spot. So trying to learn to manage that part, it's a progress, but it is being it could be managed. But yeah, overstimulating places has been one of my tackles, getting over trauma from different little aspects of relationships I had, friends, family, whatever. But yeah, got into therapy, and it's been fucking amazing lately. I have been actually feeling way better than last year. I'm not gonna hold you, because last year was a whole motherfucking roller coaster. Like, when I tell you, it was a roller coaster of a fucking emotions, because I tend to hold off on emotions and lock it away until it explodes and just spills out, and just I don't know what to do with myself. So last year was the, I won't say worst, but one of the baddest years that I ever had in my whole entire life. Even though 2022 was, half of the year was, actually, half of, from March of 2022 all the way to last year of, let's just say, November, has been one of the worst years I had. But 2024, cleansing and all, doing all of this and becoming with my mental state a little bit way better, I feel actually lighter, if I'm not gonna hold you, way lighter than I have ever been. So yeah, becoming in 2024 being positive, one of my models that I have been praising so much is, I don't chase, I attract. That's what my motto is from now on, and I will stick to that shit. But yeah, 2024 will be bringing a lot of new things. I am working on more episodes, like I said, for the podcast, the crime episodes, and also regular episodes on Wednesdays. YouTube-wise, regular, you know, vloggings. More posting with my brother. We do have these baking videos that we do, and we are going to start a new section of siblings tries. Just to, you know, have fun with it. So a lot of content will be happening this year. Hopefully I don't get burnt out, because I tend to do that. I'm learning not to get burnt out too much, and learning that I do, when I need a break, I do need a break so I can continue working. Because I tend to do like a bunch of videos just in like months, to then just burn the fuck out and just leave for months again. So I'm trying my hardest to not do that and continue making content, but also resting when I need to so I can continue to make more content. That is one difficulty thing that I have so far, but we're gonna do it. We're gonna fucking do this shit. 2024 is our year. We're gonna continue to do it. We're gonna be positive. It's gonna be our year. I don't chase. I attract everything that belongs to me and that I deserve. So, and it all is positive. So yeah, that is my mindset for this year. It's way changeable. Like, damn, last year was really different. Well, it's a new me, so that shit is just like the most cheesiest shit that I ever said. New me. New year, new me. Ew. Disgusting. But yeah. New positive output. New content. New postings. We're gonna do this year. Yeah, this is just the first episode. Just a clear update on every fucking thing that's going on. That will be going on. And how my mental state has been, because it has been rat shit from last year until October. It was November. November. After November, I felt really good. Which I don't know what's changed, but I felt amazing after November, December. Great. Right now, amazing. Oh, another update. It's like one of the major updates. So I've recently just found out I have diabetes. I'm trying to, regulate that with medication and dieting and losing weight. So it was one of a wake up call, because it is manageable if I do lose weight and everything. The number one thing is that I do need to watch out is for kidney function. Is that so yeah, we're gonna be working on that. But that was like the number one biggest change and scared that I had literally right before the new year. So that's what we've been doing. We actually been feeling way better. Well, I've never actually felt anything different, if I'm being quite honest. I really didn't feel that much difference. I still did the same things that I did before, but I'm guessing now it will be better and I'll be skinty, you know? It's good to be skinty. Well, I don't want to be that skinty, but, be skinty. I am going to plan to start working out in the gym with my brother. So that will be one thing that we'll be doing. But yeah, that's been the fucking updates since I haven't been on the episodes. I've seen a lot of people do love the podcast episodes a lot, especially on Apple. So yeah, I promise I won't miss a fucking upload. I'll try my best. I'm only human. I get burnt out. But I'll try my best to upload every Wednesday for regular uploads. But yeah, I see you guys next time. Well, next Wednesday. Probably we'll bring in the regular hosts that are with me. And we'll talk into a lot of different topics, because I do have a lot of topics I do want to talk about. Because there's a lot of shit that has fucking happened since, we've been out. And we're going to talk about that shit, because we don't give a fuck about filters. We don't have filters in this motherfucking podcast. We say how it is and we face our opinions. And we respect everybody's opinions in this motherfucking shit. So yeah, I'll catch you guys next time in the next episode on Wednesday. I clearly forgot the timing that we post. This is how long it's been. I only know it's Wednesday. It's probably like 11 or 10. Somewhere around there. Just be there on Wednesday. So yeah, I catch you guys next time. Deuces!